Hello, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 159. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
I'm Zelda Queen.
I'm Rocky's Magic Number.
And the silent partner is Hummingbird.
He is going to, as usual, refuse to say anything. I'm going to try and drag him into the conversation, whether he likes it or not.
We'll bait him with something.
Like this game.
We'll just say something like Battlefield Sucks, whatever game it is that he plays all this when he's not studying.
But he'll know you're baiting him then. He's much smarter than that. He's very dangerous. He can open doors and everything. He's like a velociraptor.
You know, apparently velociraptors were only the size of chickens.
Yeah, that's what I heard. They were trying to... The velociraptor portrayed in Jurassic Park was actually got Deinonychus, which is still like the raptor family, but it's not that particular breed they're trying to represent it as, or species specifically, not breed.
Yeah. And dinosaurs have feathers now, so...
They finally came out or something like that.
Well, scientists have become more sure that, yes, dinosaurs have feathers.
But dinosaurs are fabulous!
Yeah, pretty much.
I gotta laugh at him. Did y'all notice that? I'm doing alright.
Apparently you're the only one that's played a game that is relatively new to any of us.
Yeah, it's a mobile game. It's called Dots. It's available, I believe, for both iPhone as well as for Android. I'm playing on my tablet right now, and I was also playing it on my phone last night, and I'm going to have to like, install it everywhere I possibly can now. Essentially, guys, this is Candy Crush, but without, like...
The candy or the crushy.
Without the candy, without like the gimmicky, like, buying it, the hammer. Like, it has a much more kind of, like, arty and... They're just dumbing it down. They're cleaning it back to its absolute roots of this putt kind of a game. There's no jewels. There's no symbols. There's no crazy stuff. There's no asking your friends for hearts. It's not like, are we trying to match a hot dog with a hot dog because we're playing Barbecue Rush or whatever. It's like, no. Here's dots. Match the dots. If you make a square, all the dots of that color disappear. Yes, you can buy little power-ups, and the power-ups are stop the clock because you play for 1 minute at a time. Or remove a single dot. And the last one is, remove all dots of one color. And the way you gain currency is you play the game and you clear more dots, and that goes into your total. And you just buy stuff out of the points you make playing the game. It's not like painfully long to get to stuff either, which is kind of awesome. And yes, you can link up with Facebook and Twitter, which I have refused to do, but it doesn't like jam it in your face. It's like, I mean,
it's supposed to say, you can, you know,
tell your friends
that you're playing the game, that you did an awesome round or whatever.
Yeah, if it wasn't so, I'll just hit play again and then lose intentionally here, but when you get done with it, like the interface is simple. Like, if you guys are taking a look
at
it here,
it's
6x6 polka dots. That's it. They are coming in five colors, I think I see there. I can never count. One, two, three, four, five, yeah. Five colors, and you just need to connect two or more. The bigger chains you connect, the better you do. And, like, can you see the little bars at the top and bottom in the color that I'm moving?
Yeah.
When you start to make matches, these bars expand, and you can hear little musical notes kind of piping up higher and higher and higher as you are able to connect more dots. And it's a very one of those very cathartic games, kind of like the flower game that I brought up a few weeks back. The music changes as you succeed more, and it makes it a more of a subtly rewarding experience. And that's what's kind of neat, because we still do want to have time waster games on our phones. We just don't want to be kind of caught up with we don't want to associate ourselves with Farmville, basically, is what we're getting at. Or the people who play, like, we're actually paying Treasure Pirate Land or whatever. And please add me, I'll get 50 free pirate bucks or whatever stupid thing.
Yar.
And there's achievements in this, too. For example, I got the hamburger dot achievement, which is just play five rounds of dots and you get five extra dots. But if you notice at the bottom there, the share and done buttons are dangerously close. So yeah, they do kind of like, maybe they'll bump it and accidentally share it on and then when they're on Facebook because they accidentally bump it, they're like, well, I might as well share my score. And yeah. So you hit done, and then, you know, that's about the closest thing to being tricky there really is in there. You do get to see overall leaderboards. I have no idea how these people scored as many points as they did in this stupid game. Okay, I have to check what my actual best score is on my phone. I'm in the 160s as far as I know.
So are the dots your currency?
Yes, the more dots you clear, the more currency you get. And it's just, I believe it's dot for dot. And so if you match two, you get 2 points. If you match three, I think it's either two like a then you get a multiplier for each one after. When you make a square, like I said, it clears all the other dots on the board. And the longer chains you get, I'm guessing multipliers give you more dots. But I don't know. It's simple and pretty looking, and it's nothing flashy, but like just the color schemes and like the shadowing behind the individual boxes. It's got a very touch and click kind of feel to it. Click on the trophies and like, oh, look at all the trophies that I haven't gotten yet. Or
I like how all the pictures are basically with little simple line art drawn around it. It's like, you know, we use like a kid just making thumbprints on stuff, and then you interpret what all the thumbprints are.
Yep. This is how. This is my new little exciting time wasting kind of game. It's fun, and there is a way to buy more dots. For example, you can buy 5,000 dots for $1. It's a free game. You can buy 15,000 dots for $1.99. You can buy 50,000 dots for $5. That's a lot of dots, and the prices are so stupidly cheap. And the only thing, you can only buy those three power ups that I was just telling you guys about. The stop the clock for 5 for 1,000 dots. Shrinkers, which shrink one dot off the board, 5 for 500 dots, and then the last one is 5 for 5,000, and that is the one that removes all the colors. Like, none of this is super gimmicky. It's not like a hammer that comes and breaks the stuff, or you bring in the whipped cream or something. I don't know how Candy Crush works. I played it once, and I was like, yeah, that's great. You can have it back now. I don't want to play your game, thank you. So, I don't know. I feel a little, like, superior just playing this. I'm like, look at the artwork and whatever. I'm appreciating a game. It's not just a blatant corporate marketing. And feeling like a complete, like, entertainment hipster right at that exact moment there. Whatever. I like authentic entertainment. Everyone's so bourgeoisie. Wow, that was kind of an epic rant there, wasn't it? Join us as Andrew monopolizes the podcast once again.
Hey, you got a square with the greens.
Not only a square, I was able to put two more dots on that, but you way do it. Just, I don't know, neat little game. I would recommend giving it a try. It's free. And that includes everyone in the room as well. I'm not just, like, shilling for this game.
Yeah, he doesn't make any money off this game because he didn't program it.
No.
He's getting a lot of squares on this one.
No, that's very good, too. It's because I keep clearing, when you get a square, you gotta try to find the next square you possibly can as fast as you can, because that, with one color removed, you have just that much better of a shot of finding more squares because you eliminated a color, so there's less scatter. Anyways, blah, blah, blah. I got a high score of 139. 4x4, I made 4 squares. That's a 100-dot bonus. And the jack of squares, I cleared 15 dots with a square. Queen of squares, I cleared 20 dots with a square. Yep. I now have 8 trophies since I installed this game 7 minutes ago.
On this device. 30?
So yes.
30 trophies to earn, of which the very last one's going to be annoyingly complex. They usually are. I don't know.
Let's see. Score over 500 in one turn. That's pretty difficult. Make a square with 12 plus dots. So basically, you just have, as long as you end up at your starting point there, it doesn't really matter what shape it is, it's a square. Use the power-ups so they're kind of encouraging you. I mean, this is just smartly done, because we don't feel like you're oppressed by their money-making efforts out of this, although they are available. And it's not like it's a game where you're playing against everyone, so when you go up against someone, you're like, oh man, that guy has all the power-ups because he pays for it. I'm never going to beat him. I'm not going to play. They're just like, nah, just play against yourself. Beat your own high score. See what other people's high scores are. That's it. Ooh, clear 36 dots of the square? Holy smokes. That'd be difficult. Anyways, blah, blah, blah. Dots.
Do you have something you'd like to add, Hummingbird?
Oh, no. No, go on.
Anywho, so other things going on. We've probably mentioned this last podcast. I don't remember, because we've been talking about IndieK a lot lately. But it is in, what, 2 weeks now?
3 weeks, because it's the 13th, 14th, 15th.
Because we have Labor Day weekend, a blank, unusable weekend.
And
it's DK. Alright, it looks like this year they have. Let's see.
They have a lot of guests!
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 guests.
Confirmed. They didn't even announce their Japanese.
There's two Japanese guests that I'm aware of that they haven't announced yet. And I think there's another guest or two that was in our registration email that they said had not been announced.
Those were the music guests.
No, there was somebody beyond that.
Oh, I don't remember now. But yeah, that's like 24 people. 6 interviews seems like a paltry...
A small amount, comparatively.
Yeah.
Wait, did they say Randy's coming again?
Yes, yeah. They just announced him today on Twitter.
Cool.
So we'll get to have another awkward moment with him in the elevator.
Hey, he's entertained. He actually is kind of entertained.
I just feel weird because I kind of know him a little bit through those forums I used to post on, and he left very angry at those forums. I, like, don't want to bring that up.
Ooh. Isn't it weird how much drama the internet can cause? And I don't just mean, like, Facebook and stuff like that. I mean...
No, this was...
For everybody.
This was pre-Facebook. You know, old BBS kind of...
Oh, my.
Or what is it? Blackboard or whatever they call them.
Bulletin boards.
Yeah,
right. BBS.
Yeah. Okay, they actually added Tyson on here since then. Tyson Reinhardt.
Oh, no, the square.
Tyson Reinhardt. Actor, musician, comedian, amateur... His amateur historian, superhero. That's what it says in his ad bio.
Well, they get to write their own bios, which everyone's like, we get to write our own bios? This is weird.
Some of them have a lot of fun with it, though.
Yeah. So it's worth reading all their bios. Yeah.
Just to spite you.
Okay.
Let's see.
He's playing Candy Crush. You're a corporate shill, man. Like, man.
But so, let's see. Games that I've been playing. I'm still going through, really doing the Mass Effect playthrough. I'm maybe a quarter to a third of the way through Mass Effect 2 right now. I don't have my entire team. I haven't been to the collector ship for the first time yet. But I've been doing some of the side missions a lot lately. So it's like right now I'm doing the one where I take down the Shadow Broker for Liara.
Spoilers, God.
The game is old enough. Spoilers don't. I don't worry about spoilers for a game that is.
We've passed
7 years old.
We passed the statute of limitations.
Yeah, and until this morning, I had played no video games. So
I've only played 13 minutes of Fire Emblem, which was to do one thing. Because I went to the dentist and I was waiting in the office. I started the mission. They're like, "Oh, we can see you now." So I was only like halfway through. You know, put the Game Boy into sleep mode, and then the next day I went to check, and I'm like, oh, I'm still in this battle, so I finished it off.
I thought it was like 2 days later that you finally checked your Game Boy
Thursday.
Again.
6 years, I think that is a way exaggeration. It's only been like 4.
Since Mass Effect
2.
2? Okay. Yeah, I was gonna buy that, and then I realized I spent all my money on concert tickets this month, and
remember, when you do buy it, just buy
the trilogy. Yeah. Just still, I spent an awful lot of money on concert tickets.
Yeah, 4-year-old game, I don't have to give spoiler warnings at that point, I don't think.
No, I was not actually calling spoilers, I was just messing with you.
Yeah, so that was... I just felt kind of was just trying to think of... Hopefully we kept our questionnaire list for NDK so we can...
It's in Google Drive. Everything stays in Google Drive forever!
That's terrifying. Thanks for that reminder. Yeah, our government's spying on us and stealing our junk.
Here, have all the spam I keep getting.
Intentionally leave it there forever.
That's it?
So I mean, that's... Yeah.
Yeah, we have a list of pre-made questions, and we kind of modify them. We add a couple for each individual guest.
I watched anime this week. I forgot about that, because I watched it all on Monday.
What'd you watch?
I was watching stuff on Crunchyroll. One's just called Free! Exclamation mark. It's about swimmers! Specifically boy swimmers in high school.
Oh, the one that Angie Chan was talking about.
Yeah, it is like... It's cute. I mean, basically there's this kids that... They actually went to a swimming club when they were in elementary school. And they were like really good friends and they did really well. And they won like this relay tournament. And later when you encounter the characters again, they are in high school. And they actually get reunited because two characters have been together since elementary. They went to middle school together. They're still together in high school. And one of their other friends came and has joined them in the high school because he was a year younger than them. And one of their other friends went off to Australia to train to be an Olympic swimming champion, basically. Exactly. And so it's just kind of following their adventures as they're trying to get a new swim club started up at their high school. The main, and what's kind of funny is all the characters, all the guys actually have girlish first names. like Haruka, Nagisi, Makoto, Rei, which are all very female names usually in Japan.
Are they specifically female? They're just kind of those androgynous, like Lindsay or.
I think I want to say they're usually. It's kind of like some of those names that are sort of more strongly associated with one gender than the other, but it can go both ways.
Okay.
Because Makoto, the first Makoto I ever encountered was two. There's Makoto from Sailor Moon, who's Sailor Jupiter. That's her name. But then there's Makoto from El Hazard, who's a boy.
Who's mistaken as a girl.
This girl. He does dress in drag, so. But it's actually very well done. The characters are interesting. The story is really, well thought out of, and the characters have good relationships, and I'm amazed how beautiful, they've animated swimming in the water, like everything. But it very much too is a lot of eye candy for girls.
Eye candy? It's drawn.
Well, a lot of stuff is drawn, but these are like high school boys and like very physically fit doing swimming. In fact, they get this other boy who joins later, Rei, joins specifically because swimming in that is actually beautiful. He thinks it's beautiful. He wants to join because he likes to do beautiful things. But he also is this weird nerd that likes to calculate. He will read, all this stuff about talking about different ways of technique and theorem of stuff, and he will calculate stuff out in order to improve it because he's very much for how it physically works, like in the sense of physics. He was doing track before and he was calculating how fast he has to go and how he has to plant his like pole when he's doing pole vaulting to get a particular angle and everything to get over stuff.
Interesting.
The main character, his nickname is Haru, he usually runs around in a bathing suit. He just likes to swim, and he only swims freestyle. He doesn't know any other styles. He doesn't know backstroke. He doesn't know, butterfly, breaststroke, nothing. He just freestyles, usually with the front crawl. If he sees water, he'll just, strip down to his bathing suit and try to get into it, regardless of how big the vessel of water usually is. Like, they were at a store, and there's a fish tank, and they were trying to get him not to strip down to crawl into the fish tank. So, yes, there's some, character exaggerations on things, but it's just because he loves to swim. He just swims for the enjoyment of doing it. He doesn't care about swimming faster or anything like that. He just likes to do it. I don't know. I was having fun. I think there's 5 or 6 episodes available now if you're not on the premium, subscription to Crunchyroll, which I am not. The other thing I started watching was Attack on Titan.
I've seen a lot on that. How is that?
Okay, first thing, I saw a bunch of fan art before I started watching it, and I heard about it, so I kind of knew what the premise was, but I thought it was, for some reason, in my mind, based on the uniforms that they were wearing and such, I felt it was based in, maybe alternate universe 1950s to 70s, somewhere in that time range in Tokyo. I honestly did. No, it actually is set in medieval random fantasy land, which a lot of the landscape actually reminds me of Europe, especially Germany or something, because of all the pine forests and architecture and stuff. Just really 1700s, 1800s sort of time period. Animation is really well done. Some of it is a little bit jarring because the characters actually have really heavy outlines, which a lot of animes don't do at all. So there's some scenes where it's just I felt it was very jarring, it really separates the characters from the rest of the backgrounds and stuff, but it's usually in places where there's a lot of stuff that's going down, so it kind of, sort of heightens the anxiety for you because it's visually stressing. But basically the premise is that humanity has walled itself in. The wall is quite large. It encompasses a large area. And it's over 50 meters tall. And all of humanity, and there's 3 sets of these walls. There's a big outside wall, another wall, and another wall. And what happened, and then they have all these sort of peripheral walls on the outside just to be as deterrence, because there's titans. Who and what the titans are, I don't know. I've only watched the first 4 episodes, but they're giant people. They're like giants. They're completely naked, and they just roam around everywhere. And if they find humans, they kill them. They kill them and eat them.
So are we gonna fight them with giant robot suits? So you have to telepathically link with?
No, the people who fight them actually have 3D maneuver equipment. It's basically these things that sit on their legs that fire out things that hook into surfaces, usually trees, rocks, whatever. It launches out a hook clip that crunches into it, and then there's trip wires that are hooked up to it. And you have devices, usually your sword, I think their sword blades are hooked up to it, and the hilts, you can extend out the sword blades, but you can also use it to, like, declip your 3D maneuver equipment so you can launch out another set, because it's like has like a pack of eight or something. So these guys can like swing around real crazy in the air and go different directions, upside down, whatever, because of the way this maneuvering equipment works. And they have to actually train for it because it's not like everybody can just do it. It's kind of an interesting idea, and it's really crazy to see them do it, but they haven't done a lot yet because I'm only first four in. Bad thing is they do women in the refrigerator to get the main character off. Basically, they off his mom really early on in the series, and that gives him his whole motivation of why he wants to do what he's doing. So that's kind of sad, but basically right now they're in the training session. They've purposely signed up for the army so they can train, because the one character just wants to go kill all the Titans.
They can't get a Titan killed his mom in the first episode then?
But everyone's all, like, freaked out now because what happened was there's this colossal Titan that shows up in the first episode. He's, like, so tall, it actually looks over the wall. All the other Titans maybe, like, say the wall was his microphone, they maybe come up to, like, you know, 6 inches or something off the ground. This Titan was like this. It could actually see over. So
that's a really big Titan comparatively.
And it's weird, too, because he has no skin. It's all his muscles and the ligaments. So it looks kind of freaky because it's a naked, giant, skinless human thing. It kicks in the gate, basically. It kicks in the gate and lets all the other Titans in.
Interesting.
So I don't know what the Titans do, what they're there for, why humanity is like this. Is this on Earth, someplace else? Because like I said, I've only watched the first four episodes. I think there are at least 20 episodes now on Crunchyroll. At least. There could be more. I just started watching because I've heard a lot of people talking about it. But it's kind of heavy because it's, you know, a lot of people are, like, really have battle scars or just emotional scars because of what's going on.
Sounds like an interesting show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just need some new anime to watch.
Yeah, I really don't have anything to add to that.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead and call it here. Next week we might not have a show because of
Labor Day
and everybody having plans already set up ahead of time to keep them out during that weekend. So if we don't see you then, we'll see you the following week, and then we'll see you at NDK. You can find it, for those of you who for some reason don't know this, you can find us at thegameslave.com, facebook.com/thegameslave, Twitter @thegameslave, Google Plus access to search The Game Slave because they still have that weird code thing for the end of the names. And yeah. In the meantime, have a great week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.